President Obama traveled to the mountains of West Virginia today to pay tribute to the 29 men killed in a coal mine there after an explosion on April 5th.
You're my joy, you're my peace, and you're my comfort in time.
4,000 people joined Mr. Obama and Vice President Biden at the memorial service in Beckley, West Virginia, not far from the site of the accident, the Upper Big Branch mine. NPR's Don Gagne is at the service, and Don, the president is delivering his eulogy as we speak. To describe the atmosphere inside that auditorium.
You know, there have been so many funerals and so many smaller memorial services over the past almost 3 weeks now. Tomorrow is the 3 week anniversary of the accident at the mine. There has been so much sadness. This is really the first chance for the entire community to come together. And it really has been a very, very profoundly sad day. You see the faces of the 29 who died projected one at a time on giant screens. And it's guys who look impossibly young, you know, with what looks like their first goatee and a baseball hat, smiling at the camera. And it's older guys dancing with their wife in a tuxedo at a child or a grandchild's wedding and everything in between. And on the stage in front, 29 white crosses, and as each name is read, family members come up and place a white miner's helmet with the headlamp on one of those crosses. So it's really been a powerful ceremony.
It was such a tragedy. And Don, I've been listening in to the president's speech, and he seems to be speaking directly to those families.
He is. He is honoring their sacrifice. He is honoring the work that their now lost loved ones did, going underground every day, risking their lives. And he's talking again about the need for a full investigation to get to the bottom of what happened. He said they also owe that to these miners and to miners everywhere to make this dangerous profession as safe as possible.
Don, I noticed in his remarks the president has been speaking about coal and about the singular role of coal in producing energy in this country. Do you think he's sort of saying that in a sense to tamp down some suspicion in West Virginia about his environmental policies?
Well, it doesn't feel like a political speech, but he is certainly here to honor their way of life and talk about how important the work is that they do. He said because they risk their lives. All of our lights are on. And he wanted to make it clear that whatever they think of his environmental policies, that this is an important industry.
That's NPR's Don Gagne at the memorial service for the 29 miners who died in West Virginia. Don, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.